Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, we thought it would never get here, but it is officially spring, and that means that it's, I don't know, Christmas in March for farmers, and it's time to get started.
Well, it is time to start a new farming year. Of course, you don't start with planting. Everything's started way ahead of that anymore. But yeah, it's like my part of the world, still a little too wet for field work. So many times you can set the planter and so many times you can set your sprayers and calibrate them. But some parts of the state are cranking up. And of course, there are things that we do, springtime things. We started last weekend with a big barbecue at the farmer's market and got plant flower shows coming up next month. So it's always good to welcome spring.
And, you know, I know that farmers are antsy to get on that planter, and while, as you mentioned, it's a little wet, there's still some things that can be done in the field right now, though.
Yeah, you know, you put out your lime, things like that, and the guys with winter wheat, I know they've struggled. I've heard the airplanes quite a bit in my part of the world spraying fields, so you got things you have to do on a timely basis, so wet fields or not, you got to go. And again, you combine it with some of the prices that we have for commodities this year, it may make an impact on how much corn, for example, is planted under dry land conditions. So those decisions have already been made, and now it's time to execute getting started. Won't be long until it's time to plant peanuts or plant cotton, so it's time to go.
Now, what about going ahead and getting your soil sampling done?
Well, most guys have, you know, done that earlier on a regular schedule, and now with precision agriculture, that takes on a whole new focus than it did before because we are not farming a 40-acre field anymore. Sometimes we farm 41-acre fields with different applications. So the grids that we use for soil sampling now takes quite a bit of time. So we get that done after your other crop has been taken off, and that's become more a wintertime procedure than right at planting time.
Lots of outdoor events, and I'm sure some farmers are going to be advertising you pick. And, you know, usually the first thing to come off is going to be strawberries.
Yep, won't be long till strawberries. And you're right, everything, we try to keep a schedule of what's up and ready to go at the website for the department, agriculture.sc.gov. But now with some of our farmers using high tunnel barns, those strawberries are coming off sooner than they normally would and lasting longer than they normally would. So another year, we say some of the same things, but every year seems to have some type of innovation in farming that changes how we do things, or perhaps when we harvest, or like strawberries might be off a little sooner. And of course, I'm looking forward to that. Put fresh strawberries on my ice cream.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.